Test siódmy. Zadanie czwarte. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie rozmowę z psychologiem na temat szczęścia. Na podstawie usłyszanych informacji zdecyduj, które z podanych zdań są zgodne z treścią tekstu, a które nie. Zaznacz znakiem X odpowiednią rubrykę w tabeli. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
Montesquieu said, "If we only wanted to be happy, it would be easy. But we want to be happier than other people, which is almost always difficult, since we think that they are happier than they actually are." I've invited psychologist Dr. Jill Tyler, who will tell us what happiness is. How would you define happiness, Dr. Tyler?
The British, apparently, have a very limited idea of happiness. Gordon Heald, a designer of social surveys, thinks that for thousands of British people, happiness consists of an all-family video session while eating an Indian or Chinese takeaway. Psychologists have no clear answers, just theories. In fact, there is considerable disagreement amongst us. It is easier to prove what does not cause happiness. Research shows that class, social position, intelligence, race, work, academic success, and money do not make us happy.
So what does?
Michael Async, a psychologist lecturer at London University, believes that being happy has more to do with the personality you were born with. Extroverts, for instance, tend to be happier than introverts. Different research compared the happiness of lottery winners and road accident victims. The investigation found that lottery winners were overjoyed immediately after their win, but as time passed, they felt no happier than they had been before their success. Although accident victims were very unhappy after their accidents, the victims' levels of happiness gradually returned to normal, that is, the level before the accident. This suggests that whatever happens to a person, he or she will return to about the same level of original happiness, and this level is determined by personality type.
So what kind of personality do the happiest people have?
It seems that the happiest people are those who take an optimistic view of life. The unhappiest people are introverted thinkers who spend a lot of time on their own or do not have close friends. If things go well, they do not take the credit, and if something goes badly, they blame themselves and feel unable to change the situation.
Do all psychologists agree that it is our personality that determines whether we are happy or not?
No, not at all. Some psychologists have a different approach. They believe that personality has a less important influence than the events that happen to us. According to family research, it seems that after a child is born, parents are not as happy as they were before, and they become even less happy as their children reach adolescence. When the children grow up and leave home, the parents' level of happiness rises again. Personality doesn't seem to make such a difference in this situation. There is a popular theory which claims that happiness is linked to self-confidence and self-esteem. Feeling happy may come more easily to those who have a positive idea of themselves. For example, an extrovert may feel content, believing that he or she is attractive and popular, the life and soul of the party. In reality, this may not be true. Other people may not like this extrovert at all.
So is it personality or events that make someone pleased with life?
The answer is a bit of both. Events do seem to affect happiness levels, but the change may not be permanent. Some people, no matter what happens to them, appear happier than others.
Thank you, Dr. Tyler.